This important podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering a wide selection of prepping and survival products, including nutritional solutions and storable certified organic superfoods. Check out our full selection at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. Thank you for your support. Right now, we are in the attempted containment phase of the coronavirus pandemic. That phase or chapter will come to an end because containment now looks impossible. So in case you're keeping track, this effort to try to contain it, limit it to certain cities in China, have a big crackdown quarantine, it's failed. And that's going to become obvious very soon. As I've said before, February 8th is the key day to keep track of. If the infections stop, if they stop spreading after February 8th, then we know that the Chinese quarantine effort has worked. And given everything that we know today, the odds of infection stopping on February 8th are, well, zero, actually. Zero, big fat zero. They are going to continue to spread February 9th and 10th and 11th and so on. So now we move into, eventually, we move into the mitigation phase. And this is going to ripple through the world, because there will be, at first, containment phases in every country where they try to get a handle on it, like in Thailand. They say, oh, we're trying to contain it, trying to prevent the spread of infections, but eventually they're going to get overwhelmed with infections, most likely, and then it's going to go into mitigation phase there as well. It's very likely the same thing will happen in the United States of America. Containment is going to be almost impossible to achieve long-term if the virus spreads globally, which looks inevitable, and then mitigation is the only approach that has any traction. So let's talk about the mitigation phase. What does that mean? Well, the mitigation phase from a public health point of view and a government point of view is, how do we prevent as many deaths as possible, but also prevent the economic implosion that accompanies a pandemic spreading in society, where people can't go to work because they might spread it, you know, isolation, quarantine, those are the things that work. So how do you function as a society when you're not allowed to be in close proximity to anybody else? And what are the implications across all of society? You know, hospitals being overrun, national healthcare costs, you know, all kinds of local and regional effects, quarantines, law enforcement, lawlessness in certain cities if a quarantine is announced, and things like that. That's the phase that no doubt the leaders of the United States government are already well considering. The media is not talking about it. The media and the tech giants are going to pretend that this pandemic isn't real for as long as they can get away with that. At some point, they can no longer pretend, because it's hard to pretend when people are just falling over dead in the middle of the street and everybody's posting those videos on YouTube. Of course, YouTube will ban them as quickly as possible and say, it's fake news. There is no coronavirus. But eventually, they're going to have to admit, yeah, people are dying. And it's spreading in America. So the mitigation of this, typically in most countries, involves price controls on supplies and also restrictions on supplies. So if you ever wondered, are price controls coming to America? Is there going to be medical martial law? Will there be restrictions on how much food I can buy, how many masks I can buy, or will we run out of hospital beds? The answer to all those questions, well, it's yes. All those things are likely to happen in any country where the pandemic really spreads successfully. So the United States, people living in America, should anticipate that coming to America. The good news in all of this is that the virus eventually burns through a population. Most people survive. Currently, maybe 90%, maybe 95%. Who knows? We'll see. I'm giving you the good news. I'm going to give you some more bad news in a second. But the good news is that most people survive. So eventually, this will burn through the population. Most people will be survivors. And it's not the end of the human race. The bad news is, this is a biological weapon system that was engineered by scientists to maximize the human body count, which means there are probably more surprises that we don't yet know about in this virus. There could be things in it that are set up for opportunistic mutations that make it far more deadly than anything we've seen so far. So the death rate could actually increase, or certain properties of transmissivity could also increase, making it easier to spread. So we have to watch out for those mutations. The other thing is we're likely to see a very strong push for vaccines. And once there's a vaccine that's available, even if it's an experimental vaccine, there's going to be a very, very heavy push from the vaccine industry, the vaccine-controlled media, the tech giants, and the government itself, a strong push for mandatory vaccinations for everyone. This is likely to spark a huge fight in the United States and places like Australia, Canada, the UK, and so on, because frankly, a lot of people don't want to sign up for some experimental vaccine that's probably laced with live virus, by the way, because they, of course, have to keep the pandemic going in order to sell more vaccines and create more panic. And they use the vaccines to accomplish that. That's why many outbreaks right now of measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox, these outbreaks happen among children who are already vaccinated. Why is that? Because the vaccines contain live viruses, which is why the vaccine insert sheet for the chickenpox vaccine, such as varicella, says, if you get vaccinated with this vaccine, don't be around any of your family members for many, many days because you might infect them with live chickenpox. That's actually in the insert sheet. It's well known the chickenpox vaccine contains live viruses. So if they put live viruses into this coronavirus vaccine, it's just going to spread the pandemic, which is exactly what they want, of course. So then who's going to line up and take that vaccine? Well, a lot of incredibly stupid people who are lining up to win the Darwin Award, but informed people are going to say, no, you're not going to vaccinate me with that. And then we get down to the medical police state elements of all this, the forced quarantine, the CDC arresting and taking people away for refusing the vaccines, shoving them into the incineration vans to be shipped off to the ovens like in China. I mean, seriously, in China, those vans are running 24/7. They're shipping people off to the incineration ovens, and they're executing citizens who show symptoms, by the way. I'm not sure that that level of harsh response is coming to the United States, but it could. It could. And the CDC could say, if you don't get the vaccine, then you're going to be arrested and quarantined. Oh, I can see that happening immediately. And the gatekeepers of the internet could say, any website that does not support this vaccine has to be shut down by the government. I could see that happening too. And so the question comes, well, what are armed Americans going to do when some, I don't know, CDC vaccine squad, like SWAT team, comes to their door and says, take this vaccine or we're going to take you away at gunpoint and throw you into a quarantine prison camp? Well, sooner or later, some Americans are just going to open fire in self-defense, frankly, just going to shoot the vaccine squad. That's going to happen sooner or later. Just a prediction, not calling for it. Just analyzing the reality of the situation, because I don't know about you, but I'm not consenting to some vaccine squad showing up at my door and saying that I have to be injected with some experimental cocktail of unknown substances. Hell no. Yeah, you try to attack me with a vaccine, that's a felony assault. That's an attack with a deadly weapon. And I have every right to defend myself against your assault. So in Texas, at least, you can stand your ground by using firearms. It's part of Texas state law. It's part of the Constitution of Texas. So going to be a lot of people in Texas that just say, hey, Mr. Vaccine Hitman, meet my Glock. And that's going to be the end of that. So no, there won't be mass compliance across America with some vaccine mandates, unlike in China, where there is no Second Amendment, and Japan, and so on. So it's going to be a very different scene in America. A lot more chaotic, in fact. Going to be a lot of things happen here that, well, the globalists won't like. So they will have quarantines and martial law, and they will have, you know, medical kill teams running around trying to kill people who are resistors, or, you know, the resistance squad, the anti-vaxxers have to be taken out, they'll say. The media will say, these are dangerous people. The UK is debating a law right now to criminalize, quote, anti-vaxxers and throw you in prison if you disagree with the official vaccine propaganda. How's that? And this pandemic just plays right into that. So we may actually, just to not be thrown in jail, we may have to one day come out and say, oh, everybody line up and take this vaccine. Wink, wink. Don't take it unless you're a moron, but everybody should take it, you know, whatever. And anybody who's stupid enough to take it, of course, might be killed by it. So just for the record, if you ever hear me come out and say, everybody take this vaccine, you should know that I'm being forced to say that under duress. I would never say that normally. That's not my view. That's only if I'm being threatened with being executed or arrested or shut down or whatever. So, but hopefully it won't come to that. Or maybe I could just not comment on it or say something that's obvious to people like, yeah, everybody take this vaccine and get chemo. Yeah. And eat GMOs. That's right. It's a, what do they call that in hockey? It's a hat trick. Yeah. It's like a triple play. You can commit suicide in a multitude of ways while conforming to the obedience demands of the tech giants and the speech police. That's what America is coming to. So you're going to have a pandemic. You're going to have people dying in the streets, and you're going to have vaccine quarantine kill teams running across America, injecting people with the actual virus that's causing the pandemic. There you go. That's the future. That's what's coming. I hope you're ready for it, because it's going to be some very exciting times, with the word exciting in quotation marks. But then again, we'll see what happens. Nevertheless, thank you for listening. Mike Adams here. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Check out censored.news. And of course, listen to more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. My channel is HR Report. Thanks for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product, because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store, so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.